On a day-to-day basis, my work consists of supporting my customers as well as my salespeople, and coming up with the best solutions and technology for their networks, in areas of wireless, security, you know, all those types of areas.
And who are some of the agencies that you work with?
DOD and civilian are some groups that we work with. I can't say specific ones, but DOD and civilian, we definitely work with those type of groups.
And how is this different than where you were 2 years ago?
It is like day and night. 2 years ago, I was cleaning houses and bartending. And the most extent of my technical expertise was getting on Windows and maybe typing up a document and checking my email and surfing the web. So to actually be an engineer now, you know, and to be able to work with devices and learn about the latest in technology, it is completely different from scrubbing floors and, you know, being a bartender.
And Sudhir, Force 3's training academy had something to do with that. Describe how this whole academy works.
We started our academy program about 3 years ago from the IT Academy program. And what we do is we go look at, you know, college graduates from community colleges or the surrounding areas. And after a selection process, put these candidates through what we call intense 6 to 8 weeks of hands-on technical training, shadowing the senior engineers in the field, if you will, giving them some curriculum to read, some industry certifications to pass through, and basically give them not just the technology training, but overall business training as well to be successful in a federal environment, which quite honestly can be a little different than, you know, the non-federal entities out there, if you will. And once they graduate out of the academy program, they become part of our consulting services group, where they're mentored by the senior folks throughout the year, whether it is in a pre-sales type engagement or it is one, you know, a delivery engagement where we are actually deploying the solutions that the customer has purchased.
So who is eligible to participate in this program?
What we're looking for is somebody with some kind of basic training. Like, you know, for example, a CCNA is an entry point certification for Cisco. So, you know, if somebody with that kind of very basic certification or education that trains them to be at that level, or just enough of a knowledge in the industry where they've only worked there for less than 6 months or a year, if you will.
And Marlene, it sounds like you didn't go directly from bartending into this academy. You had some courses in between.
I did. I actually received an Associate of Science degree in Information Systems Securities from Anne Arundel Community College. And shortly after, I entered an internship here at Force 3, where they gave me my first hands-on experience. I had the book knowledge, you know, from going through college, but I didn't actually have any hands-on experience other than the labs that we did in class. So it was exciting to, you know, get that first start.
It sounds like you're kind of a bootstrap sort of person.
Yes. It's exciting coming to work every day. I really do enjoy what I do. I absolutely love technology. I love my devices. I call them toys. So it was nice for, you know, to get my first start and actually be able to get some hands-on experience.
We're talking with Marlena Clark, the systems engineer at Force 3, and Sudhir Verma, the senior director of consulting services. And Ms. Clark, you were invited to the president's job speech, weren't you?
I was. was a lady that I used to work for told my story about, you know, me working my two jobs and going through school and gaining my internship and then going through the academy and, you know, basically all the things that I had gone through. She told it to someone at AACC, and the White House contacted them, I think, last week asking for success stories on community college graduates that were non-traditional. And they submitted stories. And out of all the stories, Dr. Biden chose to invite me personally. And I'm still just all goosebumpy.
Sudhir, it sounds like Force 3 has a strategy of, instead of trying to go out and find talent that might be already working, to just grow your own.
Absolutely. I mean, the IT talent, anybody who's in this industry will vouch for it, that the IT talent is hard to find. And, you know, what better way to sort of not only just give back to community, but to grow the talent in-house. It's a great opportunity for somebody to sort of come in at an entry level and move up the ranks all the way to a senior solution architect, a team lead, or even technical director level if that's how they chose to grow. You know, it's a win-win for everybody. I mean, from our perspective, it gives us a broader range of talent to attract. You know, we build the loyalty there. We give back to community. And it's an opportunity for the entry-level people who may not have those kind of openings elsewhere to sort of try their hand at this.